Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario. K0G1W0. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking from First Baptist Church in Perth. And I want to welcome all listeners out tonight, May 5th, to a special evening at Bethany Baptist Church in Ottawa. Together, we will celebrate what God is doing in this important ministry. Do come out and join us. My topic today is how to deal with the stress of daily living. And I want to suggest to you that the best way to deal with the stress of daily living is to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Put simply, we're going to ask ourselves this morning, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus cope with stress? And I'll tell you that the Bible gives us the answer loud and clear. Specifically, Mark chapter 6 gives us the perfect Jesus model for coping with stress. You know, stress is a significant problem today in Canada. The statistics reveal in 2011 that 23.6% of Canadians aged 15 and older reported that most days were extremely stressful. That's 23.6% of Canadians reporting extreme levels of stress. Interestingly, females reported stress at a level of 25%. And males were coming in at 22.2%. Henry Kissinger once said, "There cannot be a stressful crisis next week. My schedule is already full." Is that you this morning? Are you saying yourselves this Sunday morning, "There can't be a single stressful crisis this coming week. My schedule's already full." Well, if that's you, friends, I want you to stay tuned because we're going to learn from Jesus Christ how to cope with stress. But first, let's listen to that beautiful classic hymn, "Thine Be the Glory."
Is the victory the Lord?
Welcome back. Today we're talking about how to cope with the stress of daily living. I want to tell you about a little bird named Chippy. Chippy had a very stressful day, and I wonder if you can relate. Her owner decided that it was time to clean the cage. And so Chippy's owner thought, I'm going to save some time and I'm going to clean this cage with my vacuum cleaner. So the owner went in and started using the hose to clean up the cage, and suddenly the phone rang. And so the owner turned her head to pick up the phone when suddenly, whoof, she sucked up Chippy. Chippy was in the vacuum cleaner. Well, the bird owner gasped and put down the phone and then turned off the vacuum and opened up the vacuum bag. There was Chippy, still alive, but rather stunned. She was covered with dust and soot, and the owner swept that off of Chippy. And then the owner thought, you know what? I really need to wash Chippy. She's got too much dust. And so the owner put Chippy under the tap, and the owner was going to just gently wash Chippy. But as she was doing it, the doorbell rang, and whoosh, the tap went on at full capacity. Well, now Chippy was soaked and shivering. And so then the bird owner did what she thought was the most compassionate thing to do. She reached for the hairdryer and blasted the pet with hot air. Poor Chippy never knew what hit him. Well, friends, is that you? Are you like Chippy today? You know, one minute you're sitting calmly in your cage, and then the next moment, whoof, you're sucked up into the vacuum cleaner. Or then the waters of the tap come rushing at you, or the hot air is blown about you. The owner noticed that Chippy didn't sing much anymore after that encounter, and maybe that's you this morning. You haven't been singing much lately. You've just been far too stunned from the stress of daily living. Well, let's now look at how Jesus Christ coped with stress. We're going to learn that he followed three key principles from the passage in Mark chapter 6. And those principles are: sometimes you stay, sometimes you pray, and sometimes you just get away. Let me say that again. Sometimes you stay, sometimes you pray, and sometimes you just get away. Let's start with sometimes you stay. In Mark chapter 6, we see that Jesus Christ experienced the second most stressful day of his entire life. The first, of course, was the day of crucifixion. But the second is recorded in Mark chapter 6. So here's how Jesus Christ began his most stressful day. He woke up to this news. The disciples of John the Baptist came to see him and reported to him that John the Baptist had been beheaded, had been killed, at the request of Herodias, who asked Herod for John the Baptist's head. Well, Jesus Christ was grief-stricken. This was his cousin John, the one he knew so well, the one he loved so deeply. So Jesus begins with considerable grief. But it doesn't stop there. The same folks who came with the news about John's death also came with a threat. The scriptures tell us that Herod had said that he was equally interested in the head of Jesus Christ. There was a warning there that Jesus was next. Jesus, too, had his life on the line. So not only was Jesus Christ grief-stricken, but his life had been threatened. And so in that moment, he attempts to get away. But Mark 6, verse 30 tells us that suddenly his apostles gathered around him, and they were full of excitement, and they wanted to tell him all that they had been teaching and all of the miracles they had been doing. For they had gone out and they had preached, and they had driven out demons and anointed the sick and brought about healings. And so here's Jesus, grief-stricken, and his life had been threatened, but now he's surrounded with his very excited disciples. Well, Jesus Christ, instead of fleeing, decided to stay and patiently listen to his disciples, to stay in the thick of stress and to encourage them and to celebrate what God had done through them. The story continues in verse 31, that then Jesus said, "Come away with me to a deserted place and let us rest." You see, folks, it says in the Bible that they had no leisure time even to eat, says verse 31. And so again, Jesus Christ is trying to peel away, and so they went into a boat to a deserted place. But the stress just keeps coming, friends, because in verse 33, it says, "Many people saw them and recognized them in the boat and hurried on foot and arrived ahead of them to their destination." Well, what do you think happens next? If it was me, friends, I would stay out in the boat. I would stay out in the boat with my grief and my stress. But Jesus is different. The Father's heart beats in Jesus Christ. And the Father's priorities always take over in the life of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus became flexible with his schedule. He became flexible, and instead of staying out on the boat, verse 34 says, he went ashore and he saw the great crowd, and here's the beautiful phrase, he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. When it says that he had compassion for them, the Greek word for compassion is splanchnology. Splanchnology. And this is a study of the visceral parts, or in contemporary jargon, it means a study of the gut. What Mark is saying here is that Jesus had compassion so deep within him that he felt it in his gut. He had compassion for the loneliness of the leper, for the embarrassment of the sinful, for the pain of the sick waiting for him. And so, moved in the stomach by their needs, Jesus went ashore and went amongst them. Now, when it grew late, says verse 35, his own disciples came to Jesus and said, "Let's get away from here." But Jesus answered, "No, first you give them something to eat." Do you see how Jesus chose to stay? Despite all the stress of the crowd surrounding him, he chose to stay out of compassion. Well, friends, that's our first principle. Sometimes we stay. In a moment, we're going to look at the second principle, which is sometimes you pray. But first, let's listen to the Bill Gaither Trio singing that beautiful hymn, "He Touched Me."
I'll shout it while he turns. guides my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made.
Welcome back. A few moments ago, we learned how in the thick of stress, despite his desire to get away, Jesus Christ continually chose to stay. He chose to stay with his disciples and celebrate their ministry. He chose to stay amongst the crowds and minister to them because he had compassion on them. And so sometimes, friends, in the busyness and stress of our lives, we can't escape it. Sometimes we have to stay. But now let's listen to a second principle from the life of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we need to pray. Sometimes we need to pray. Well, let's carry on the story in Mark chapter 6. It tells us in verse 41 that Jesus Christ took 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven, and he blessed and broke the loaves. You see what's happening there? He stopped, dropped, and prayed. And we too need to do that in the midst of our stressful days. We need to stop, drop, and pray. Jesus was very busy this day. He had thousands of people surrounding him who were hungry. But he took time to look heavenward and pray. It's a little bit like that wonderful character E.T. who took time to phone home. E.T. phoned home. Friends, in the midst of your stressful lives, are you taking time to phone home to your Heavenly Father through prayer? And the benefit of prayer is that it is a refueling agent. It will fuel you so that you can cope with the stress of your daily lives. There's a wonderful poem about the importance of prayer. Here it is. I got up one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I surely had no time to pray. Problems tumbled about me, and harder came each task. Why doesn't God help me? I wondered. He answered, "You didn't ask." I wanted joy and beauty, but the day was gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, "You didn't seek." I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly said, "My child, you simply didn't knock." And so I woke up early this morning and paused before starting the day, for I had so much to accomplish that I surely had to take time to pray. Friends, in the midst of your stress, sometimes you need to stay, and sometimes you need to pray. Okay, we're on the home stretch this morning. The third principle is that sometimes you need to get away. Sometimes you need to get away. You see, sometimes Jesus was flexible about his schedule when he accommodated the crowds and his disciples, but we're going to see that at other times he was not flexible. He knew that he had to get away. Mark 6, verse 45 says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. Now, John indicates that the people were ready to take Jesus by force and to make him king in John chapter 6. And so Jesus chose in that moment to slip away and to get away from the crowds. Mark 6 verse 46 says, after saying farewell to the crowds, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. And so what he did, friends, is Jesus said no to the important in order to say yes to the vital. And he said no to a good opportunity in order to say yes to the best opportunity. and we need to do the same in our stressful daily lives. Sometimes we need to get away from the crowds. And this requires that we're actually quite ruthless or really determined in how we get away. For instance, when you're serious about getting away from the crowds and getting intimate with God the Father, you need to turn off every piece of technology in your life. The BlackBerry should go off. The cell phone should go off. I once had a boss who locked herself in her bedroom with her key, and then her little children had to wait outside the door. And they knew that Mummy was on the inside talking to God. But you see how you have to get creative and you have to be disciplined to get away from the distractions of the world. Now here's why Jesus had to get away, and here's why we need to get away. It's because religion in itself, will burn us out. What we really need is relationship to keep us fueled. Listen to Matthew 11 about this. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Friends, the reason we need to get away sometimes from the stress and the distraction of our lives is to keep company with our Heavenly Father and to learn from Him how to live freely and lightly. Now, it's a good thing that Jesus Christ chose to get away and go to the mountaintop to refuel. You know why? Mark 6 finishes off in verses 47 onward by telling us that shortly before dawn, or about the fourth watch of the night, which is approximately 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., that Jesus went out to his disciples walking on the water. Why? Because there was a terrible storm out on the water. And if he had not refueled and refocused with his Father on the mountaintop, perhaps he might not have had the stamina to walk out on the water in the midst of the next stressful storm in his life. But Jesus was ready. He had taken the time to get away, and so he walked out on the water, and he stilled the storm of daily living. And so let's look at this day one more time to see what Jesus Christ faced. He woke up to intense sorrow because the death of his dear friend and relative was announced. Then he had an immediate threat on his life. Basically, his name was on the wanted poster. He then had to experience immeasurable joy while he had a homecoming with his disciples. Then he moved into immense crowds where there was a Niagara of people following him everywhere. Then he had incredible demands from the crowds. You see what's happening here? Intense sorrow, immediate threat, immeasurable joy, immense crowds, and incredible demands. That, my friends, was the second most stressful day in the life of Jesus Christ. But through it all, he remained composed. He remained gracious and even compassionate. Sometimes he stayed. Sometimes he prayed. And sometimes he just got away. Let us do the same in our lives for the glory of Christ. Will you join with me now in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who desires to meet with us in the stress of our daily living. And I pray right now for the listener who is experiencing tremendous stress in their lives. Would you comfort them with the power of your Holy Spirit? Would you fill them with the presence of Jesus Christ? And remind them throughout the week that sometimes they need to stay in the midst of their stress, but sometimes they also need to pray. And sometimes they need to flat out get away. Thank you for the example of Jesus Christ, who teaches us all things well. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn is "He Made a Change" by The Cathedrals.
time the Lord, he left his boat and started fishing for men. Now I may not be Peter or Paul, but one thing I can truly say, when I met the Lord and made him my choice, he definitely made a change.
He made a change.
He made a change in the way that I'm walking.
He made a change.
He made a change in the way that I'm talking. Old things pass away. Behold, everything's new.
He made a change.
He made a change in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. If he can make a change in me, he can make a change in you.
Now I've seen some old friends shaking their heads, 'cause they never thought they'd see the day when a sinner like
change in the way that I'm walking.
He made a change.
He made a change in the way that I'm talking. Old things pass away. Behold, everything's new.
He made a change.
He made a change in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. If he can make a change in me, he can make a change in me. Behold, everything's new.
He made a change.
He made a change in the life that I'm living.
He made a change.
Born again, set free, finally forgiven.
If
he can make a change in me,
he can make a change in you.
He made a change.
He made a change.
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio.